The United States and others are preparing for a Middle East peace conference this summer. Secretary of State Colin Powell announced the plans yesterday after a meeting with representatives of what's known as the Quartet. It includes the United Nations, Russia, the European Union, and the United States. NPR's Vicky O'Hara reports.
The Bush administration had been talking for some weeks about the possibility of an international conference on the Middle East, but Secretary Powell's announcement gives it a time frame. He says the target is early summer, although the exact date and location have yet to be decided. Powell says representatives of the Quartet will spend the next few weeks trying to come up with guiding principles for the conference. But Powell says they've agreed the meeting must address three core issues: security, immediate humanitarian and economic assistance to the Palestinians, and finding a path toward a political dialogue. The secretary says it's important to build upon what the administration describes as positive developments in the Middle East.
This is a time for prompt action to take advantage of this new window of opportunity that has been presented to us, and we intend to do just that.
Powell and President Bush say they're encouraged by the end of the Israeli siege of Yasser Arafat's headquarters in Ramallah. They also welcome the help of Arab nations, especially Saudi Arabia, in the negotiations that resulted in the Israeli pullback. Adel Al-Jubeir is foreign affairs advisor to Saudi Arabia's Crown Prince Abdullah, author of a Middle East peace plan that has gained broad Arab support. Jubeir says that in a meeting last week, Abdullah talked to President Bush about how to move the plan forward.
He indicated to the president that if the United States were to be actively engaged in this process, that its friends will make sure that it's not alone in doing so.
Jubeir says the Saudis are convinced that the Bush administration has made a commitment to be more active in the peace process. In turn, he says, the Saudis are trying to help.
America has great influence with Israel. America has influence with the Palestinians. Saudi Arabia has great influence in the Arab world, and Saudi Arabia has great influence with the Palestinians. Between the two of us, we can enter into a partnership where we nudge the parties towards a settlement.
President Bush repeatedly has said that all parties in the region have a responsibility to help end the violence. For the Arabs, Mr. Bush says, that means using their influence in positive ways. Yesterday, the president said he's pleased with Saudi Arabia's level of engagement.
And it gets a positive development. I'm absolutely convinced it's going to require the efforts of the Saudis and the Jordanians and the Egyptians to help cement a lasting peace.
As the U.S. pushes forward with preparations for a Mideast peace conference, the obstacles are formidable. All of the issues that have fueled the conflict for decades ultimately must be put on the table. Youssef Ibrahim, a senior fellow at the Council on Foreign Relations, questions the value of even holding a conference.
What we are doing now by calling another international conference, we've had about seven of them since 1990, is reinventing the wheel. We have the blueprint. What we don't have is a major force like the United States that says, boys, sit down and do it.
But the Bush administration maintains it cannot impose peace. It says that both parties must want it. Next week, the administration will gauge Israel's level of interest. Prime Minister Ariel Sharon is scheduled to visit the White House on Tuesday. Vicky O'Hara, NPR News, Washington.